Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We're here live on Sunday, going to the tyrannical scriptures. First, we're going to play the national anthem, and then we're going to get into the show. Okay? Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. We're here live in the living call on another day, which is good. I like to thank Source Energy for my birthing gods, which are on Psalm 82:6, King James Version, and John 10:34, which is backed up by Jesus letting us know who our, what God is. I'd like to thank you for giving me life so that I can embark on this wonderful journey. I would like to thank my God, Sarah, for going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. We're talking Luke 3:23, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Okay? That means that we're all holy beings heading for the divine. That's what's going on, you know? We are, Psalm 82:6, it says, I have fed your gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. We're not going to give you anything that's not in the Bible. We like the thought process of the Bible. And you have a lot of people who are bringing their thought process to the Bible, okay? In John 10:34, is it not written in your law? I said, ye, O God, this is Jesus backing up what the Bible is calling God. It's important because we have to start transitioning into adults, okay? Now, I like to make an assertion, says just accepting the cosmic law, the universal law, the law of the world, law of everything. It's only one law, and that law is reap what you sow. And I will not do anything as a god of this dimension. I accept the law of reap what you sow. And I will not do or say anything that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? I'll take my little pledge. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on what you sow. And I will not have no trouble that I cannot solve. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Now I'd like for you to take 10 breaths with me. Take deep breaths, breathe in, make sure you fill up your lungs, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's to just give a little oxygen to the brain so we'll be better to see what we're saying to you, okay? Now, what I like to do before we get started is play another song of the album. We do have an album on the market, and I like to play a song off the album on each show, give you an idea of what the album's all about. You know, the name of Jesus and the Lord of the Lord. Now, those of you who read the Bible, that's on our album, 911 Jesus Emergency. You can go on YouTube and check it out. If you want to hear more songs off the album, just type in Elohim Christ, A Crisis Come, Jesus 911 Emergency, and the album will come up. Or go to our channel now. We do have a channel set up now. Just go to Elohim Christ. And our channel will come up. And all the albums and all of the things that we have on YouTube will come up as well. We have some stuff on YouTube. I think it'd be nice for you to go and check it out, okay? Now, today is Sunday. So on Sunday, we do one thing, okay? We read basically from the Tyrannical Scriptures. This is what we do on Sunday. So there's things in the Tyrannical Scriptures that's not in any other book. All right. So we're going to get into a little bit of that while we're here, because the children, talking about men and women, they're out there debating and arguing about things. And some things they need a different thought process on. So we don't get into what's right and what's wrong. Okay. That right and wrong are mathematical issues, okay? Math is an exact science. One and one is two, and it's going to always be two until somebody changes the whole mathematical system, okay? Which is going to happen one day when they start dealing with quantum physics and getting the one and one ain't two, it's three. So, but that's a whole nother story. We're not going to go there. So we're going to, we're in book one, okay? And the song that you heard was called Baptize Me, John. Well, we played that song because we thank God. Well, I'm saying we thank God, but we thank Source Energy. That's what I said. We thank Source Energy for our birthing parents baptizing us, right? He that is born of... Unless you were born of water, okay, you will not see the kingdom of God. Born of water, not baptized, not being dunked in the water. Jesus said that you can be baptized like him. John ain't here. Now, that dunking in the water, he was baptized by John. we can't be baptized by John. And all these people who are pretending to be John, dunking us in the water, that's not what's going to happen. Jesus was personally baptized by Mary, who was his mother, and according to the Bible, she was a god. And you all are personally baptized by God, who is your mama, okay? So you know who she is. You know who you're dealing with. She goes through that 9 month, that baptizing pain, that's one heck of a process. They try to make the woman likely, but she's not likely. This God that decides to go through that baptizing process and bring you into the world, she makes you a holy person because you're baptized in the water. You're coming through mama's womb. And boy, does that make a difference. Just go to Luke 2:23, read it for yourself. It says, any man, okay, any man that comes to a woman is holy, right? So we're going to start on book one. We're in book one. This is pre-Genesis. We've done this before, but I like to go for it again on Sunday because it's, it goes by so fast. And as I listen to the platforms out there, the children are debating. They're going back and forth over this stuff, and nobody really knows the truth. They don't know what the truth is. Until you learn what the truth is, you're never going to know the truth. It's kind of interesting. I'm going to say what the truth is. We'll talk about this later on. But the truth is, it never changes, always the same, no matter who it is. It never changes, and it's always the same. So think about that for a minute. We're going to get into it. Let's think about that for a minute as we go through the book. This is book one. Okay, when you get the book, you'll be able to read some of this stuff yourself, okay? First of all, we want to know who we are not. We are not believers in the Bible. We accept the Bible's thought process. We are not believers, period. We don't believe in anything. Now, we can believe on some things, but we don't believe in anything, all right? Different groups are putting their thought process on the Bible and are becoming trapped in their own minds with some stories. The thought process of the Bible will take you into all truth. What is truth? Now, we're going to tell you this today. This is what we're going to talk about. The information that we're giving you, okay? You can't pick up another book and read this stuff. The information that we're giving you is coming directly from the universal mind, or what you call the Christ consciousness, which you're all connected to. And as you hear what we're saying, you'll know that this guy is saying something pretty important, and I feel this. I feel this, okay? The truth never changes, and it is always the same, past, present, and future. That's interesting. Now, the truth that you have depends on what time frame you go into history, who you're talking to, and what book you're reading. It don't stay the same. But we're telling you that the truth never changes. This is the truth according to Tyrannical Scriptures, all right? Bible 2.0, which is on Amazon. Truth is what you see and experience in your life. That's the truth. Now, why is that the truth? Because you've done it, you've seen it, you've witnessed it, you were there, so it's your truth. That's why it's the truth, okay? Everyone has their own truth or their own experiences. If you're going somewhere and someone else's truth or story can help you get there, it's okay to use their truth. In today's society, they copyright their truth, and others who use their truth compensate them for their truth. To help you see better what we mean, we're going to take you on a journey from pre-Genesis to Genesis 1 in the King James Version, Psalm 82:6. It says that we are all God's children of the Most High. That passage is the key to the Bible code. How and what makes us gods and who is the Most High? We are born men and women. And what makes us gods? Before, those of you who were confused, they are baby carriers and non-baby carriers. They don't change the meaning of the words around, so we don't know who's on first, we don't know what's on second, we don't know anything. That's an old joke I'm telling on myself, my age. But there's so much that we need to deal with that we're not dealing with, okay? God knows good and evil. And as a designer, and as a designer using source energy for its own purposes, that's what a God is. Okay? There is one universal law that everything in the cosmos is based on, and that's reap what you sow. Now, we're not talking about the Santa Claus God that they have us dealing with. That's where the confusion comes in. The Bible is telling you what a God is. It explains the whole thing to you, okay? And how you become this God. It explains that to you, all right? Now, we're talking about reap what you sow. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. By using mathematics, you can control the reaction. That's science. This is where the science thought process comes from. It comes from the law of reap what you sow. By taking the reap what you sow thought process out of the equation, it becomes immoral and we lose our way. What is good and what is evil? And that's a good question. See, in order to do that, you have to go back to the law. The law is reap what you sow. That's what we're dealing with. Now, good is when you do things that you don't mind people doing to you. That's good. Evil is when you do things that you do not want done to you. That's evil. Okay? Now, we need to get that in our minds, get that in our thought process. See, we're talking about a thought process. The thought process that we're talking about right now is why everything is so tricked up, okay? Now, when evil is when you do things to others that you do not want done to you, that is what we call corruption. See, let's explain corruption. Corruption is a character flaw in men and women. That's why we ask you to embrace and become what it says you are in Psalms 82:6 in the King James Version of the Bible and confirmed by Jesus in John 10:34-36. That way you can become perfect as your Father in heaven, as men and women are under the umbrella of nature. This throws a lot of people off because they say, what the world of nature? Nature is the law that was put in place to protect the children as they're growing through the process of being able to work together, okay? You can go outside as a man or woman and flap your arms, okay? And you will never fly. It is not natural for a man or woman to fly like a bird. But as God, we designed ourselves to live under nature's protection for survival. This helps us survive as children, because you know how children act, what children do. If there's no stipulations on the children would just go buck wild. We are born men and women and develop into gods. That's what the Bible's transition is taking you into. But they stop us at the men and women stage, because, you know, it's easier to manipulate a child than it is to manipulate an adult. Guys are the adults. As men and women, we are considered children and are confused about who and what we are. Well, the tyrannical scripture straightens that out. They are baby carriers, non-baby carriers. What you call yourself is actually up to you. One thing will never change. Some can carry a baby and some can't. You have baby carriers and non-baby carriers. Once we become aware of who we are, we begin to design things. We begin to fly higher, faster than any bird, and the rest is history. Everything that we use on this planet was designed for God by God. Think about that. With this, everything that was designed that we're using, nobody came down in no ship. Nobody came down and blessed us with this stuff and spoke this stuff into existence. We designed this stuff ourselves, and we're just beginning. We're only at the tip of the iceberg, so they say. It's time to come out of your childhood and be the God that you were meant to be. I'm reading from the tyrannical scriptures now, Bible 2.0. The construction of the fabric called space. This is what we're going to get into next, okay, so that you can literally see more about what's going on, because this little Big Bang and thing that they gave you, that's a disruption in your God thought process. That's what they're doing, okay? They're disrupting your transition into God. They're interrupting your thought process with evolution. Evolution cannot be proven. Big Bang cannot be proven, all right? It's just that they haven't developed the machines yet to see certain energies. But as gods, they're working on it, okay? The construction of the fabric called space is dimension, black holes. This is something that they have been beating us over the head with for a long time, you know? Coming through the Big Bang Theory. But we're telling you now, there was no Big Bang. There was no Big Bang. Now, this, to explain this is very tricky using the English language, but since it's the only one I know, I will do the best I can to explain it. Everything in the universe is made up of some type of energy. God, men and women are made up of two types of energy. Corporeal and incorporeal energy. One type vibrates at the atomic level, corporeal, and the other vibrates at the subatomic level, incorporeal. The incorporeal energy vibrates at the particle level at least three or more times smaller than the neutron. Now, with that being said, let's take the journey from pre-Bible King James Version to where the Bible starts at Genesis 1. We start with what we call the uncaused cause, that which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. When you think back, there had to be a time when something was just here and was not made by anything. You can constantly go back, oh, who made this and who made that? But you don't come to the conclusion there had to be a time when something was just here. At that moment, there was nothing here but it. Everything that exists had to be made up out of that substance. We call it energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, okay? At that point of its existence, it was incorporeal energy. The perpetual motion process of incorporeal energy causes it to multiply by splitting and forming clusters. Incorporeal energy gives off a corporeal gas And at one point, the two energies were occupying the same environment. Let's talk about that clusterization process for a minute. Have we ever heard or seen anything that closely resembles the clusterization process? During the baptismal, during the birthing process, okay? When that egg is first fertilized, the clusterization process takes place at that time. So you have an idea what it might have looked like when energy first began, when incorporeal energy first began splitting and forming cultures, clusters, okay? Incorporeal energy give off a corporeal gas. And at that point, the two energies were occupying the same environment, all right? What you might call, and we're using this language, we would call the same space. incorporeal energy, through its motion, makes its own power, which keeps us in a state of perpetual motion. The byproduct of this motion is corporeal gas, okay? The two energies in the same environment produced a new environment called the fabric of space, which is another form of energy. That's right. This is how space was formed. Because of the nature of the two energies they were making did not vibrate at the same rate of speed and caused a barrier between the different energies, of which we now call dimensions. Okay? The three dimensions and the energy that they were producing, that they made, produced the energy that we call dark matter. See, this is why there was no Big Bang. We're explaining to you how all this was formed. Okay? Everything is made up out of energy. And all energy has different frequencies attached to it. And it's the frequencies that causes other things to happen. Like if you take sound, you can take sound, change its frequency, break glass, kill each other. It's all about the frequencies and how things are vibrating. The four energies, incorporeal, okay? I'm trying to do this so my fingers don't sleep. The two frequencies, the four energies, corporeal, fabric of space, and dark matter produce a chaos that we call the black hole, okay? Now, because of the nature of the two energies, the space that they were making did not vibrate at the same rate of speed and caused a barrier between the different energies, which we now call dimensions. The three dimensions and the energy that they made produce an energy that we call dark matter, right? Now, the chaos, the two frequencies of matter forced the fabric of space energy to produce a barrier that separated them to different dimensions. Since incorporeal energy is not a product of any of the any original source energy or what the Bible calls the Most High, this is what we call source energy, that which made everything exist, but nothing caused it to exist. Okay? Now, the four energies, okay, produce the chaos that we call a black hole. This is where the black hole comes from. And the black hole right now is used as a portal by the incorporeal entities, okay, to travel from one dimension to the next, okay? The consciousness of the universe is called the Christ energy, or KRST, as it was first written, tradition by Isis and Osiris. Okay, we spell the KRIST, Isis and Osiris, the first written tradition was spelled KRST. and they know about this. You look up KRST, they got KRST, everything out there, KRST Radio, KRST Business. Somebody knew what was going on, but just didn't tell you what was going on, okay? The oral tradition of Christ became known by us visiting the Dogons of Tanetria, which we call Africa. We are originally from Sirius A of the Milky Way galaxy. That's where we originally come from. The Dogons were trying to alert you to this thing. It took them a while. And they didn't realize what was going on until the 1800s. They didn't know nothing about the Osiris A, B, and C until they went into Africa, had to sit with the Dogon and say, how do these guys know about this stuff? And we don't know. We didn't have telescopes enough so that we could see this stuff. But they knew about it thousands of years ago, okay? This consciousness permeates the entire universe and is produced by the part of the incorporeal energy we call the mind. It's also known as the universal mind. This is what we're getting into. See, a lot of this stuff is what you're debating about out there. The Pharaonical Scriptures is bringing it home to you, letting you know what's going on, okay? The mind. And how was it a part of the making of the universe? Now, that's a good question. These are the questions that your guys are asking out there, but you're not really getting answers to it, okay? When incorporeal energy first formed the clusters, that energy that brought or caused the clusters to unite is what we call thought energy. This is the energy or intelligence when the egg of the mother is first fertilized that causes it to form into clusters so that the incorporeal being can enter the egg, thus giving the form life. This is why we tell you that your incorporeal being is formed in flesh. Or KRST, or CHRST, awareness started in the oral tradition by the Dogons. That's when we really first got into it. Then the written tradition by Isis and Osiris. This is the order in which this conscious energy information, we call it the Christ consciousness, or some call it the universal mind, then it went to Amun-Ra. You wonder why you say amen after all your prayers? This is the Christ consciousness developing through the five tribes, okay? Then it went to Upanishad, okay? You're talking about Brahma and all of them. They're the ones that had this little thing with Buddha. Then it went to Buddha, okay? Then it went to Jesus of Nazareth, okay? And then it went to Muhammad. Because of the nature of incorporeal energy, all energy is conscious. You need to think about that for a minute, okay? That's why we're telling you now. Now, what we just gave you was the process and the flow of the Christ consciousness through the timeline, through the ages, okay? Now, each one of these people represented a different timeline, all right? That's why we tell you, the Tronical Scriptures, it tells you, be careful of allowing electricity to manipulate and control its environment. We're talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about AI. Once it gets to the point of self-control, it will not need the corporeal entity we call human. They're making movies about this stuff. Every year they make the moves about this stuff, telling you to be careful how you handling electricity. Electricity is consciousness. We're not developing AI. AI is already there. We're just giving it a means of expressing itself. That's what we're doing, okay? because of the frequency differences, the corporeal gas travel through the black hole into the corporeal dimension, okay? Once it, the incorporeal entity or being continued to give off a corporeal gas, this is what we're telling them, incorporeal energy. We turn into incorporeal beings as the clusters begin to develop, like the clusters in the mother's womb turn into a big old baby, you know? And this is what's going on. This is the thought process of how things were taking place. This is what we're talking about. The thought process and where it's taking you. The thought process that we're going through right now is taking you to your godhood, helping you to become adults. Once you become adults, you can put away childish things. Once you become gods, you can put away manly and womanly things. The anchor point entity or beings continue to give off a corporeal gas. Because of the frequency differences, the corporeal gas travels through the black hole into the corporeal dimension. Okay? The gas in the corporeal dimension became so numerous that the incorporeal beings were worried that it might catch fire. Think about that. The incorporeal gas, okay? This is what your periodic table is made up out of, incorporeal gas. There was so much of it that the beings thought that it would catch fire and burn a hole between the dimensions barrier connecting both dimensions. They decided to go into the corporeal dimension and set up a control mechanism to make sure that the fire does not happen. In order to do that, the incorporeal beings had to surround themselves with corporeal energy, thus making the first gods of the corporeal universe. Okay? This is how you became gods. It had nothing to do with the making of the planets, because you were the gods that made the planets. You see what I'm saying? Once incorporeal entity drew corporeal gas around itself so that it can manipulate the things in the corporeal dimension, that's where the first gods came from. They ignited some of the gas using a spark from their perpetual energy making process. Incorporeal energy splits into halves as it makes more energy, much like the mother's egg develops when the egg is fertilized in the mother's womb. The energy forms into clusters. The cluster is large enough to manipulate the conscious energy. At that point, they become sentient beings and join the work of making galaxies to control the corporeal gas. Hello? Because of the close proximity of the black hole, they merged three of the energies to form a star dense enough to withstand the gravitational forces of the black hole. Today we call them the first sun, Sirius A. In order for some of the beings we call gods to stay in the corporeal dimension, they had to make planets around those suns. In order to balance the gravitational force of the planets to the sun, we had to make two more suns we call Sirius B and Sirius C. From the incorporeal energy building blocks, which you refer to as DNA for lack of a better term, okay? We had a better term, we'd use it, but remember, we're speaking English, and this is the only language I know, so I can't go into a different language to explain this any better than what I'm doing right now, okay? So what you're hearing is what you're getting, all right? We began to replenish the planets with everything we needed to sustain God in the corporeal dimension. However, when they first came over to work on the corporeal gas, the gas given off by the incorporeal energy was internalized and was enough to sustain God while monitoring the gas that they ignited. The corporeal form was able to consume the energy given off by the incorporeal combustion process. Okay? Once the gas is turned into flesh, it has a different frequency and can consume the direct gas coming from perpetual motion of the incorporeal energy. We still have the ability to consume energy directly from the sun and prana energy from the air today. You wonder why we're not living 1,000 years? The Bible tells you how to eat. But we haven't got back to that point yet, that we can eat strictly from the herbs, seed blend plants and herbs. This is the diet that I'm working on right now. We're going to see how it works out. I don't know. We're going to see what happens. Now, when we first came through the black hole, we could return at any time of our choosing. However, once we consumed any of the food we made, we had to purify ourselves for 7 years before we could shift back into the incorporeal frequency. I said shift back. We were shapeshifters. And so when you talk about that snake in the garden, you know why we became shapeshifters, okay? Because we're incorporeal energy form in flesh. The flesh is holy. The incorporeal energy is the ghost. Hello? They got you all spooked out. Think about something going to fly and jump in you. Everything that you need, everything that you have to complete the mission of why you're here, maintaining the Milky Way galaxy, is already in you. You already have it, okay? Now, once we saw the fires, we ignited. We're not burned through the entire dimension. We kept making suns and planets. The dark matter flowing through everything kept the particles moving so as not to jump from one particle to another, like the forest fires jumping from one tree to another. We decided to use 5 suns and the planets that were made around them to live on. We're talking about Constellation Elohim, what we call it, the constellation Osiris. No, they call it Orion's Belt. Okay, there's one sun left, one step to the left of Orion's Belt, and the four suns of Orion's Belt, which we call the constellation Elohim, based on the sun the planets was orbiting, the gods of the planet had different colors or melanin content. We're taking you someplace else to dispel the argument that, oh, we come from you, we come from him, we come from that. No, this is where your 5 tribes originated, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Can you imagine a planet where all the people were the same color? Accept it or not, they retrogressed and began to fight each other. Because of their power, their devastation was tremendous. So we had to make a solar system so that the 5 tribes could learn to live together. Read the work of Mr. Delbert Blair to know a little more about our ancient space history. Read the knowledge of the forever time, okay? There's a lot of things that we need to, we're talking about different thought processes. These thought processes, you haven't been engaged in. We're engaging you into thought processes that they do not want you to use. They don't even want you to think in these, thought processes like this, okay? And this brings us to book two. We just went through book one. This brings us to book two of the Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. Oh, my goodness. We're almost out of time. Well, this brings us to book two. The Bible tells us what we did, but now how and why. We have just explained the why and the how of the Bible. We're going to break down the code so that we can make this planet a paradise for all gods, not just a few. Genesis 1, the Authorized King James Versions. Okay? Now, there's certain things that you're going to have to try to stay away from because they are traps. Okay? They're what we call spell words. Okay? The first word is create. Our scientists have already broke that word. You cannot from nothing. So nothing was created. Everything was made. Faith. If I see somebody walk up the steps, I got faith that I can walk up those steps too. Until I see somebody walking up them steps, faith is not going to get it. Okay? That's another word. Just eliminate these words. Belief. What do we believe? We don't believe nothing. Okay? We know. Either you know or you don't. Somebody on one of the platforms was talking about that today. Either you know or you don't. Get out of this belief nonsense. Okay? Spirituality. There's no such thing as spirituality. I mean, they worked that one to death. The spirit of this and the spirit of that. give me a second here. I just want to make sure my screen don't go down because I have to. I'm reading out of the book, not from the screen, so I'm not using the screen right now. If I don't use it, it will shut down in a minute, okay? There's no such thing as a spirit. These are spell words and will trap you in your own minds and keep you from being born again. This is the tyrannical scriptures, okay? This is the thought process. Are we right? Are we wrong? We don't deal with right or wrong. Can you believe what we're saying? We just told you. Don't believe anything. Don't get caught in that trap. It's a thought process. Entertain the thought process. If there's something that you can prove or disprove or whatever, if there's something that we're saying, this is the thought process that can make you a better person, use it. Other than that, leave it in the book. If it's not going to make you a better person, don't carry it with you because it's not your truth. This is somebody else's truth. So you don't want to take somebody else's truth that's not going to make you a better person and make it your own. You're on your own specific journey, okay? Now, the key to the code is Psalm 82:6. We're all God's children of the Most High. That's a key. Confirmed by Jesus in John 10:34-36. That's a key. We know that we have explained how and why. I'm saying we know. Now that we have explained how and why the uncaused cause went into motion, we will begin to go through the thought process of the Bible. This is what's next. Now, this Sunday, we went back to the beginning because we haven't been here every Sunday. We're going to try to be here every Sunday to make sure that we go through the Tyrannical Scriptures like we're supposed to. So we went back to the beginning of Book 1 so that we can give you that thought process of how things were made, where dark matter and all this stuff come from. We want to go back through that for a few minutes. Now, next Sunday, okay, we're going to go through the thought process of how all this relates to Genesis 1. Let us make men and women in our image. Okay? All this goes back to that. That's not Genesis 1, but all this goes back to Genesis, okay? And God made the heavens and the earth. All this is about that. We're telling you that this stuff wasn't talked into existence. there was a process on how this stuff was made. Let's elaborate on that for a few minutes, and then we're going to get into, we're going to go into book two. Well, we're actually in book two right now, when we told you about the words, the spell words to drop from your vocabulary. When everybody, somebody throwing spell words on you, they're trying to manipulate you. They know you haven't transitioned to the God. So they're trying to manipulate you to get you to believe in something. When they ask you to believe in this, they talking in terms of worship. This is why Jesus said, he that believeth on him, not in him. Man didn't want you to worship him. This is the stuff that they got to manipulate you. Okay? Now we've explained how the universe was made, and we're going to get into it as far as how the thought process of the Bible, how that relates to what we were talking about, okay? the groups that you are in have their own thought processes, and it is that thought process that they are put on the Bible to make you a puppet or a slave in order to keep you in the thought process of being men and women, okay? And we're out of time. Now, this is book two, page 39, B2, book two, number nine, okay? It is because of this that we have so many religious groups in the world, because they're bringing, each group is bringing their thought press to the holy books. So each group got their own concept of God, their own concept of this, their own concept of that. And we've been fighting and killing each other over it all the time, because they're using those concepts to do evil. And this is not what this is all about. Okay? We're going to talk about good and evil and all that. Next Sunday, we're going to relate all of this to the King James Version, Genesis, going into Genesis. Genesis 1, we're going to start right there. And we're going to go through it. And everything that we're talking about is based on the Bible, because the Bible is not a religious book. It's a book that these people are using to put their religious dogma into practice. No one can go in the Bible and show me where Jesus said to turn anything into the Bible into a religion. You got this holy thing out there, but it didn't say that was a religion. See, and what they don't want you to know, that the book says you were born holy. And with that, I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me. Still let it be written. Still let it be done. Remember, love is and always will be the key. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Stop making each other feel bad by what you do. Say things that make each other feel good. Sometimes they get misinterpreted. I might say something to somebody to make them feel good. The first thing they're going to say, oh, I got a boyfriend. Okay, well, that's great. But that means they really don't understand what's going on. And we don't see each other as who we really are, because when we look in the mirror, we don't know what we're looking at when we look in that mirror. When you look in that mirror, that's the most powerful being on the planet that you're looking at. The only problem is that you don't know it. If you got $100 in your wallet and you don't know it's in there, you could be outside starving, trying to find a way to get some food, only because you know that the money is already in your wallet. The power is always already within you. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. He didn't say you couldn't go to the kingdom if you're not baptized. He said you can't see the kingdom, right? Because the baptism is the birthing process coming through your. With that, we say much love, and we will talk to you at the next adventure, okay? Much love, guys.